Merging with Shiva, Lesson 248, Working It Out on the Inside. A third way that past actions are reenacted is through the actual, intense, reactionary experience and working with yourself, conquering inner desires and emotions. When something happens to you that you put into motion in a past life or earlier in this life, sit down and think it over. Do not strike out. Do not react. Work it out inside yourself. Take the experience within, into the pure energies of the spine, and transmute that energy back to its primal source. In doing so, what happens? You change its consistency. It no longer has magnetic power, and awareness flows away from that memory pattern forever. You could remember the experience, but your perspective would be totally detached and objective. This is the most common way karma is resolved in day-to-day experiences. By living an inner life, you stop creating uncomplementary karma and can therefore consciously face the reactions of the past without the confusion of additional day-to-day reactions. Everyone lives an inner life. When you are thinking over that film that you saw last week, that is inner life. When you are deeply involved in a reactionary area because of something that has happened or is happening to someone else, you are living inwardly the same experience that you think they are going through in your life. Someone you love has gone through an experience and you have shared it with him. You felt his suffering and began to live it through dramatically. Actually, that same experience under a different set of conditions would have been happening to you. But it was happening to you in an indirect way through observation. You were able to vicariously work through this karma. Perhaps your friend is destined to lose his leg in this life because he caused someone else to lose a leg in a past life. If he is living as an instinctive being, with all energies flowing through the first two chakras, memory and reason, and through the passive physical forces, that experience will come to him full force. However, perhaps he has his energies flowing through aggressive intellectual forces. Even if he is not consciously on the path of enlightenment, but is kindly and subdues his instinctive reactions by his intellect, that karma would still come back to him, but he would experience it in a different way. One morning, he may pick up the newspaper and read about an automobile accident in which somebody has lost a leg. This news jars him. His solar plexus tightens. His reaction is so severe that he cannot eat his breakfast that morning. He does not know why. But all day he lives and relives every experience the article describes. He wonders, what if this had happened to me? What would I do? How would I face it? How would I adjust my consciousness to it? At work, he imagines himself going through life with one leg. The therapy, the family concern, the emotional adjustment. It may take him 3 or 4 days to work his awareness out of that reaction. He does not know why that particular article in the newspaper impressed him so much. It seems foolish to him to think so much about the event and he tries to forget it. Soon thereafter, while hiking in the mountains, he stumbles and falls, cutting his thigh on the jagged rocks, tearing a few ligaments. The full force of the karmic experience comes, but because of his present goodness and previous blessings earned through control of his intellect, he receives the experience as a minor wound and an emotional reaction to another's losing his leg. This seed karma is worked through within himself in this way. He does not have to lose a leg, as he would if he were living in the instinctive mind of fear, anger, and jealousy. Om Namah Shivaya.